I look forward to the challenge of the program. Frank opinions are always well couched. I don't know what in the world I'm doing here today.
Yeah.
What about that Curtis Siebold, Frank?
Well, I'll tell you, that's the first round draft choice from a Division III school. We know how that goes. Yeah, right out of high school.
We'd have to ask you about a talk show host in Boston. You know,
that's right.
Tell me about that.
Exactly. Or New York. What happened to Mike Francesco?
Likes tacos.
Like this, how come he needs to be replaced by three people?
Eric,
only one guy.
Eric tweeted at me, at Soren Petro, if you want to shoot me a tweet, SorenPetro.
Oh boy,
when the guy says, quote, couple more questions, guys, just once I'd like to hear someone say, no, I'm asking as many effing questions as I want. What are you going to do to stop me, tough guy?
good stuff.
Listen, hey, if nothing is said, then we got to make it funny. Okay,
yeah, so nothing is said. How often has he really said something?
You know, sometimes. You know, listen, I'm not going to put us in the media off the hook.
No.
I mean, I'm in there on Mondays when we're out there, and it's on us to ask a relevant question that he can actually give a decent answer to that doesn't give away the game plan. He's clearly overly protective of way too many things, but part of it is on us, the media, to try to find a way to get something that's interesting. But you know, he makes it difficult. There's no doubt.
I forget who it was. Was it Kevin asked a question about, hey, do you think, you know, you sell Scout? Have you seen? There were two things. Number one, about what have you done about, you know, the run? Okay, and number two, are they scheming you different to be able to self-coach ever since the first four or five games? Are they? And he dodged right. I mean,
well, I get,
he walked right around.
So I thought about that when I'm like, well, if he says, yeah, they're scheming us differently, does he send people going, okay, the last four games, it is what they're doing. And does he take the first five games tape away from them and they're not burning time? I mean, listen, that's a stretch. I'm with you. The thing that I don't get, the thing that frustrates me the most about that part of it, and it kind of falls into what I like to call the wimpification of the whole country. If Bob Sutton can't handle you saying he's not doing a very good job of coaching against the run, then you hired the wrong guy.
Right.
Right? If the defensive line can't handle you saying those guys aren't getting it done, then you drafted the wrong guys. Then the fight is already lost. If you have to diaper everybody in your organization from – you know, any kind of criticism when you're clearly failing, then, you know, the fight's
over.
Gone. I mean, I don't know. I mean, is there any? And I don't think it's just in sports. I think it goes on a lot of places. I think in a lot of companies, there are a lot of people that are absolutely incompetent. They go on being absolutely incompetent because nobody in management has the balls to step up and tell them, listen, you suck. Here's what you're doing wrong. You better do it better or we're going to fire you. Right. And they just muddle along. And then one day they're fired and they never know why they were fired because nobody ever bothered to tell them, hey, you sucked for 2.5 years.
Sure.
I mean, I do. I think a lot of people are, I don't think Andy Reid's afraid to tell somebody they suck. And I think behind closed doors,
I think he probably does it. Hey, Bob, the hell?
But I do think that mindset permeates that overly, we just can't admit any kind of wrong anywhere is just... You know, and what they've all settled into is this, well, I got to do a better job of coaching. Well, I mean, no crap, right? I mean, we got that. But beyond, let the fans in on a little bit of what's going on. Like, they can see that you're failing defensively. You know, they can see that your offensive line didn't block well the last game. I don't get it. I mean...
I don't get it either.
I think you actually hurt your team. I don't think it's the right way to coach. I think there's a reason why Sporting Kansas City's been to seven games. And the Chiefs have been to, what, 3 out of 4 and barreling towards 4 out of 5 playoff seasons.
Yes.
So it's not like the guy's a boob and doesn't have any idea what he's doing. That's not it. But it's you know, Peter Vermees is happy to tell you, no, we didn't finish. We're not finishing well. We're not doing, you know, and guess what? His team doesn't just melt and fold. I mean, they're going at it with a budget significantly smaller than a lot of the teams they're competing with over there at Sporting Park. And he doesn't have to sit and coddle them and lie to them, or at least publicly lie about his players and act like every one of them's a star to try to get it done. Bill Self doesn't do it. Right. Bill Self's like, oh, no,
it's
no.
Like the last guy who would ever give his team credit for playing
his,
well.
His two freshmen this year, he's like, well, Billy's the guy who's really talented. Now, was that a motivational tool for the guard, the 6'5 guard for Texas, Marcus Garrett? Was that how he's trying to motivate Marcus Garrett? Does he really believe that? I don't know. But I know this. He said something real. And Kansas went out and beat Kentucky. And how did it happen? And Marcus Garrett did not crap his pants at half court after Bill Self at Big 12 Media Day said Billy Preston's more talented.
And I'll give you a great example of just recent history. It was after the game Friday when they whipped up on Tennessee State or whatever. He made a comment. Someone says, well, you know, Azubuike played well. And said, he goes, you think he played better? Well, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think he played. I mean, a guy who's – we got guys, I guess the post players. You got guys this tall, and they get 5 rebounds?
Yeah, right.
That's good?
I do think – I think you can motivate through the media. I think Bill Parcells was a master of it. And I think Andy Reid needs to take a page out of Bill Parcells' playbook. Bill Parcells would motivate guys through the media. Yeah. He'd stand there and be like, well, so-and-so not getting it done. And, you know, Jimmy Johnson would go cut a guy. You know, Jimmy Johnson blows somebody out. Did he cut Emmitt Smith? No. So are we saying you got to go cut Marcus Peters? No. I mean, Jimmy Johnson said, I will not treat you all equally. I will treat you all the way you deserve to be treated.
Yeah. Either that or you know some guys can be motivated positively. Other guys need negative motivation.
Right.
And a lot of football used to be, it was always negative motivation. Coach yelling, screaming, you missed a block, you stink. I should sit you down. Don't make any more mistakes. Now they can't, they don't say, you know, I can't imagine Bob Sutton during the film session going, hey, Marcus, how about if you make a tackle every once in a while? Do you think that'd help against the run? Make a tackle.
I just find it hard to believe that any NFL team has 53 guys that are best motivated by boxes of chocolate and stuffed animals being sent their way.
Not football.
I mean, at some point, somebody's got to get kicked in the ass. I mean, there are just some people that need that.
Sure. It's supposed to be a tough sport played by tough people. They should be tough enough mentally to handle whatever he says about it. I don't know what Bill Belichick does behind closed doors, but he certainly doesn't praise his players in the media. You know what I mean? He's always, well, yeah, Tom played okay. Yeah, he was okay today. You know what I mean? You know, Gronk was, it's all right. He can't stay in the field, though. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. You know, stuff like just mumbles under his breath. I don't know what he does to him out on the field, but he certainly isn't there heaping, you know, our guys are great and we're going to be fine. We made a few adjustments here. We self-scouted and, yeah, there's a couple, you know, he doesn't say anything to us, but hopefully saying something. Then we're going to find out because they have 7 games they should win. They're going to be favored in every game. And we'll just see how this goes. And they've got to win. They probably got to win 6 of them because the only tough game that New England and Pittsburgh has is against one another. One of those teams is going to lose. You hope it's the right team.
Which one's the right team?
Pittsburgh. They're the one you don't have a tiebreaker against and just go on from there. And then you win 6 of your last 7 and just see where those chips fall. I mean, my gosh. They got to win at least 6 to even have a shot at home field.
And you're asking each of those two to then lose another game.
Exactly.
Outside of it, which figures happen? No, I'm with you. I mean, I might.
And their schedules aren't that tough either.
I might go so far as to say they got to go 7-0 to get a home playoff game.
I'm not gonna argue that point at all. I don't think you get a home
or to get the bye.
To get the bye. Yeah, right. To get some kind of home field situation where you get the second round game in your place.
You know, do you think Andy Reid's at a point where he just thinks he knows it all, or do you think the fact that, I mean, the one thing I'll give Marty Schottenheimer credit for, I think it was a failure, but, you know, when he went for it on fourth down, that time with the Chargers, their 4th and 13 or whatever, which was a terrible decision, he should have punted away. But at least the guy was going, you know what, I've done the same thing for so long, I'm doing it different, man. I'm going down shooting. It was a terrible decision, but, I mean, you at least understood the inspiration behind what he was doing.
Yeah.
Now, I thought he also evolved and loosened things up and started throwing the ball around more there in San Diego than he ever did here. Mm-hmm. He had a better quarterback, and he let him use it. And frankly, if the DB doesn't fumble the interception away, he beats the Pats, and maybe he does finally get to the Super Bowl with
the
Chargers.
He's at home in the conference championship game, probably.
Yeah,
goes.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe he wins that Super Bowl, or I don't know, but
if he lets Rich Gannon play instead of bringing back Elvis Grbac?
Yeah. But, I mean, you know,
it's a little things that just
if you're Andy Reid, don't you got to look at it and say, okay, what do I got to do different?
Yeah, I think so. Now, he's been to a Super Bowl, but the deal is, and you said, does he think he's got all the answers or whatever? He's lost 3 of his last 4 games. Just getting pummeled on the ground. And you know, I don't think he's probably thinking that way. And I think he's thinking, boy, we're 5-0. Good God, we're 5-0.
But, you know, listen.
And I knew he wasn't going to go undefeated, he loses two of those games.
But we pointed out at the time, they're giving up a ton of yards.
Yeah,
like,
a zillion,
this has
yes.
got to stop because you're not – I mean, if they can hang 31 on in 400 yards plus yards of offense themselves every week, then maybe they can go on playing like this. But history tells us you can't.
Right.
And
you're losing the playoffs.
So the problems were evident even getting out to 5-0.
Yes, they were.
We were discussing them, and it just hadn't caught up with them yet.
Now
it has. Now it has.
Now watch the Giants come out in the old single wing or the wishbone.
I will stick up for him from this standpoint that he said he acknowledges kind of the run. Yeah, listen, there are a lot of things we know we got to work on. And I know people want him to zero in on the run game and go, God, yeah, we do blow. And that D-line sucks, and I'm going to fire all of them. I'll fire my kid. I'll blow Bob Sutton out. Whatever it takes, we got to play better. That's what we want to hear. So we want some retribution. He's never going to say that, but he is at least acknowledging. He's saying, yeah, that and more. The run defense is what sticks out with us the most, so we really want him to zero in on it. But he is acknowledging in his own subtle, bland, watered-down way, yes, we have to work on that along with a lot of other things. All these things you talk about, he said today, we understand and we have to work on it.
And teams have also caught up a little bit to, Kareem Hunt and the way the Chiefs are running the ball and utilizing him, and maybe the season caught up to him a little bit as well. Maybe he doesn't quite block as well as you thought, so now here comes Sharkhandrick West off the bench in pass protection so he can help Alex Smith out because the offensive line had been mismatched. They're getting back together and doing their thing. But there's a lot of subtle things were going on. And today, not practicing, is Bailey Ford and Halit. I mean, there's three more defensive guys that – won't be out there.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about Sunday. I'm sure they may be ready by Sunday. But, again, got guys who are nicked up in the areas you can't have them nicked up and hurt. They're hurting. Yeah. They're hurting on defense.
Yeah, trust me. It has to turn around. It should turn around against these lesser opponents. The question is, kind of like what we talked about with Kansas. And we'll take a break here and talk about them here in a second. But, winning in March is what is ultimately going to determine whether it's a successful year for the Jayhawks.
Yep. Winning in January is going to determine what's successful for this team
as well. That's right. That's where this team, that's the level of success. It's a compliment, an underhanded, backhanded compliment if you want. But, they're judged differently than,
they are.
Oh, look, the Browns won a game. Yay! The Browns had a successful snap. Yay! Oh, look, the Jaguars are above 500. Yay! The Chiefs are judged differently. They're looking to join the Steeler-Patriot level of play. And unfortunately, society doesn't credit you for consistently being better than most. They credit you for continuing to get better and ultimately being a champion.
Yeah.
People in Boston bitch about Belichick. I mean,
yeah.
You'd think they're like, what do you mean?
Because he doesn't win every year.
That's right.
He has won a Super Bowl every
and he's
year.
He's the reason why.
Yes.
According to some.
And then they get on
Boston.
Brady, too. Why didn't you win this year? What happened?
He's got to walk away. Yeah. I mean, how long are we going to run it? That's the one on Brady. To Belichick's credit, he's like, listen, the wins Brady's last year, the year he sucks. Because I'm not going to try to accurately predict when Tom Brady falls off a cliff.
He's the one player I'm not going to trade. The year ahead of when I
don't,
you know, should,
don't
he
you feel like Garoppolo was finally dealt because he's like, all right, enough talking about here. Let me make this clear. You're traded. Because I think he could have gotten more in the offseason, but it's finally like, well, got to keep Garoppolo because next year's the year. No, next year's not the year. I'll tell you the year. The year is when he looks like Peyton Manning did in his last year. That's the year. And I'll worry about that then.
Right. And Peyton Manning still got the Super Bowl won it that year.
That's right. That's right. We'll take a break, talk some basketball here in the program. Plus, my gift has arrived.
What?
Hurricane got me a we
Whoa,
had a wager.
Look at that.
Syracuse covered the number against Miami, so he owed me lunch, so I traded it in on a U turnover chain T-shirt.
Nice.
As he is back from his Miami or Notre Dame at Miami weekend. That he had, so I'm going to go collect all
Convicts
that.
Convicts won one, huh?
They sure did.
Wow. You know the sure. The turnover chain, hard to do in basketball.
Yeah, that'd be tough to pass that one
down.
Down
the court.
Running off the court.
Like, he has to do this.
Hey, chinks.
There were 18 of them. 18 times Kansas would be running off the floor, standing on the bench, holding up their
I will say this. The turnover chain is 1,000 times better than Butch Jones' dumb turnover trash can.
I agree. Oh. If that doesn't show you why Mark Richt is a success and Butch Jones is unemployed, see the $500,000 gold chain they get, or $50,000 gold chain they get at the U versus the $9 Lowe's special trash can they hold up at Tennessee. Richt, success. Jones.
No.
At Kinko's, looking for the marble resume paper.
Or a 3D printer.
Yeah, to send his resume out. We'll take a break. Frank Bowles with us. Godfather of Kansas City sports here on the program.
All right, the Jazz, end of the hour answer. Four players have two career receptions and 25 career tackles for the Chiefs. Name any of the four. I'm talking as slowly as possible.
You don't think he's listening to you?
Well, I drag it out a little while.
I'm having an argument over here.
Yeah, what, are you winning the argument?
Yes, of his course. Misinformation is
there
crap.
You go.
What? By the way, my turnover chain Miami T-shirt has arrived in slimming black, of course.
Actually,
oh, yeah.
But I look forward
you can
to
replace the TCU shirt with your.
Yeah,
slimming.
TCU is Grimace's school.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What was the question?
Four players have two career receptions.
Oh yeah,
and 25 career tackles for the Chiefs. I asked for any of the
Jared
four.
Allen. Did he? I know he
That's
had one.
Of one.
Okay, Jared Allen. Because remember he got a touchdown, and they played him at tight end there for that
yeah.
1 year.
Remember that.
And so it's probably another guy
Keep
like
in mind,
that.
Special teams tackles count.
Oh,
there was no way on the search engine I was using.
Damon Hughes.
Nope.
Who was that guy that made $1 million?
Mike Maslowski.
All 4 years Scott Pioli was here. Is that it? That wide
That's
out?
The guy.
That's
yep.
the guy.
Number 10.
Yeah, what was his name?
He started over Dwayne Bowe because, you know, Todd Haley was a genius.
Terrence Copper,
yes. That's not bad. I did pretty good on that
yeah.
one.
Heck two more.
Yeah.
Oh, there's two more?
Yep.
You were doing
two,
well.
Four. Terrence Copper and Jared Allen.
Dontari Poe?
Nope. One guy's got three Super Bowl rings.
The defensive coordinator down in Houston now, coached at Ohio State, played at Ohio State, was a Steeler before he was a Pat and came over in the
How do you get those details,
deal.
But you don't get the name?
Mike.
That's amazing.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel.
They're very good.
And one guy who was known for spending a lot of time in a hot tub or jacuzzi on Hard Knocks.
Greg Anthony, the point guard at UNLV with Larry the Fixer.
No. By himself in a jacuzzi on Hard Knocks for the Chiefs.
I
don't know. Birthday today was a linebacker, then became a tight end, Boomer Grigsby.
Boomer Grigsby.
Wow.
It's his birthday.
Because he played, went over and started playing fullback.
Yep.
That's right.
That entire Hard Knocks, he was just him trying to get healthy. And it was just a lot of Boomer Grigsby in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
And Larry Johnson painting.
Yeah, that was... Not the best Hard Knocks.
Tank and Turk falling asleep. And...
I remember those guys being up there, River Falls.
Benny Sapp fell asleep. That was the best.
Remember that summer?
Was it Benny Sapp? I thought it was Tank Tyler.
I thought Benny Sapp fell asleep.
They just kept showing Tank Tyler falling asleep in meetings.
I remember Benny Sapp did something on that show that got him notable because he wasn't a good corner.
And Bobby Scipio was going to be the man.
I wanted to play Bobby Scipio more. I was watching on Hard Knocks, and the guy caught everything.
3 yards across the line of scrimmage. That's the part. He can't run. He can catch. He can't run. It's a big part of the equation. Frank Bowles is with us, the godfather of Kansas City sports. We'll play some of Frank opinions here in a moment. What do you think? How big a concern is the Billy Preston situation
big?
For Kansas? Yeah.
Big.
Until it gets
me?
Cleared up. I mean, there hasn't been any indication.
Hasn't played yet.
It won't get cleared up, but we don't know when.
Right.
And then
they're worried about who owns the car.
And then I don't know what I think about this.
Well, the other thing about the it was a one car accident. What did he run into a pole or something? What was a one car accident?
I wasn't there.
Sideswipe
Frank,
something? No, I know, but I thought there police.
Help you. I haven't seen any details on.
All right, that's fine.
On that.
I mean,
I don't think the details of the accident are the story.
No, I know they're not.
Just that he had one. That's how they.
Well, that's how they figured
the car
it
he
out.
Was driving
yeah.
and.
Yeah.
Like okay, why are you driving? Like. Well, like doing? So. What? Let. I mean, since we don't know, let's have some fun.
Sure.
It was the Tambolin. He rolls up in his Lambo.
Yeah. Like if it's Tom Hulley-esque and he's rolling in a Lambo, we got some splaining to do.
If it's a Lambo, he's got some real splaining to do.
If it's like the Chancellor's car, we got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing in the Chancellor's
financial
car? Huh?
The financial.
Ramifications
that would,
of it.
Be,
yes. Who owns it? And why were you
think,
driving?
I don't
it?
Think the idea is that he maybe stole it. It's, oh, you see the chancellor. Just here you
well,
go.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, yeah, whether he yeah. stole it or what. If he's in the chancellor's car, you're gonna be like, okay, what's up with this?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, but if it's like I don't know the Booth family, the guy
a,
lives
it's
in
a
Austin,
car registered so. To the chancellor but isn't licensed to him.
Yeah, right. If it's the Booth family,
that's a different
right.
thing.
You know, who bought the rules and gave $50 million to the football complex? It's
right.
like, well, David Booth, right? That's his name. If it's David Booth's Maserati, okay.
Is he an Uber?
Not good.
Some splaining to do. Is he an Uber driver? Was that it? Out Ubering? Was that it?
He's driving Uber?
Lyft? Was he a Lyft driver?
Why? Because it's cool?
I'm not trying to really? Bomb a company, but we took Lyft. We couldn't get an Uber in Fort Worth after the Texas TCU game.
Okay.
They kept canceling on us.
Okay.
And so one of my buddies had the Lyft app, so we mm-hmm. got the Lyft.
Okay.
And it was either
How was
the
that
best
experience.
Well, it was the best or worst deal ever. The driver was fine.
Okay.
Driver said he drives for both, which is what I assume probably happens
Most
for a lot.
Most of
them do. $130 to go from Fort Worth back to Dallas. We were
oh,
staying
okay.
in Dallas.
Well, that's a pretty good trek.
Yeah, and it's
not as close as you think.
Post game, everybody was out at restaurants and bars and everything.
What do they call those things?
It's like 45 minutes.
Upcharge?
Minutes.
Yeah, upcharge?
Surcharge. Or surge.
Surge.
Yeah, that Sorry. Was going on. They were surging. Because at one point it got down to like 85. We're like, oh, yeah, we'll wait a little while longer. It'll be like $60. 110. Went right back up.
Whoops.
Damn.
Wow, we should have grabbed that 85. So we get the 135. And next morning my buddy TJ's like, yeah, so got charged 5 times for that lift. Like, what? He's like, yeah, they hit me 135 times 5.
Whoa.
And I'm like, wow. He goes, well, my bank denied it. I'm like, oh, so they Good. Denied the 4? He goes, no, they denied all 5. I go, so wait a minute. So you're either out
free?
Like $650 and don't ask me to chip in,
right.
Or free, and then you got to get the next one.
Yeah,
so
right.
figure it out one way or the other.
Wait.
Did he ever get back to you?
No.
Let's back up. Uber wasn't picking you up. What's your star rating? What's your...
Wasn't my phone. We were using my phone. Wasn't my phone.
Keep your eyeyeballs on that one.
I'm a five-star passenger.
I'm a
by the way, if you ever
rider.
Pick me up, I'm 5-star. Because I had Moo.
You tip?
Moo, I did.
Okay.
Moo, I got the 110 trip over to Fort Worth and for the college game. And Moo goes, I'm giving you guys a 5. And he put it on us, did it right there before we even out of the car.
Cool.
That's even with my idiot friend Archie asking him to pull over so he could use the restroom. I thought that was excessive. I said, you're giving him at least $10 extra. Because, I mean, you know, the trip's the trip.
You mean Archie? Archie?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Arch?
We got to pull over. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, dude, it's Dallas to Fort Worth. We're not going to Houston.
No.
You don't pull over. You're like, we hey. Go before we get in the car when we get to be big kids.
You should have told him. You should have asked him, who are you, Frank Bowl?
Yeah, seriously. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. But anyway.
Yes,
so
okay.
On the subject of kids, the D'Souza thing. Listen,
wow.
If he's eligible, go. I'm not, sure. I'm not trying to badmouth. That'd be great. It'd be mm-hmm. a great addition for the Jayhawks to add him. And by all accounts, talking to Brian Haney today, the story in the Star today, is that you know, it looks like all things point to it happening.
Yeah.
Thank you. So then the question I have is, should that play in college basketball?
Well, probably. There's a lot of things that shouldn't be the way they are,
well,
but that's
not
the way this is. And this kid come from the IMG Academy? Is that correct?
Yeah.
He's 19.
Yep.
His class has graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, that's
if,
what I'm
if
saying.
He qualifies academically, which
So often today,
that's
asking
a totally different story.
So often today, asking a question is perceived as you've got an agenda that you're trying to reach. I don't.
No,
I'm asking, should we do it that way? I mean, it certainly seems. I mean, if everybody can do it, yeah, it's fair, and everybody can. Now, listen, if it's sure. there, if you're not pushing the envelope, you're not doing everything you can to win. So, all credit to Kansas, and they absolutely should get the kid on the court if he wants to. If he doesn't want it, you know, I was like, hey, am I burning a year of eligibility? He doesn't seem to be worried about that. So, get him on the court and go. I'm all for it. But I'm just saying, from a rule standpoint, is that good? Is that good for basketball, or is that bad for basketball?
Is he breaking a rule?
Or is it irrelevant? It's just like, how many kids can graduate at the, you know.
It's irrelevant because of the way they do the one-and-dones and everything else. There's just not.
Because they do it with football. There's just no games for him to play.
Yeah, right.
They go and start practicing.
Yeah, he can practice when they do their off-season workout and then do spring ball.
Spring ball. Kids graduate at the semester. Right. High school, go participate in spring ball all the time.
Right, and the redshirt kids have to wait until December, or the guys that sit out, like, you know. And no, it's fine. If the kid can qualify and his class is graduated, he's 19, and he meets the academic requirement, sure, let him go play. Because the other rule that I hate, you know, not just that rule, be great if that kid, okay, he's going to play, he's eligible, and he still has, besides this year, he's got two more to go, too, because we don't.
Or three more.
Or three more, or whatever he wants to do at that point, but we don't, the one and done rule is gone. See, we don't want to do that anymore either.
Yeah, I mean,
that rule is the one. That's the killer rule.
It's got to be. I see what you're saying. So
because this kid is supposedly just he'll be done after the season's over. That's the way they project him.
They'll
say he's going to walk in off the street and play.
Well, I think he will. He's at one point been rated top five. He's now rated number 25. Generally speaking, your number 25 recruit is not a one and done.
Right.
But
I agree with that. But
there are guys that come from off the radar to be that guy. Yeah. So.
He's 6'8", 250-pound kid. He sub in for Doka.
I love the height because I was – what is it? So 6'8".
Well, you say he's 6'8".
No, 6'8", 250, I think, is what the recruiting thing says.
Yes.
And then where's – oh, it's over here. So in today's paper
– put him in his socks?
No, he's –
he's 8 feet?
He's grown and done some running.
Okay. So he's 6'9", 225.
220. He's really leaned up.
You know what? That's a skit. That's 6'9". That's not 20. A
put him on a rack.
Yeah,
right. Stretch him,
like,
out.
You know, so he's grown an
6'9".
Inch. 6'9". And with that inch, he's really leaned out.
He's a vegan now.
Yeah,
he's a vegan.
Yeah, it's all good now. So it's a good spot.
Somebody else said before this happened. Okay, before it might have been a week or 10 days ago. I know Rob might have seen it as well. They said if Kansas gets this kid eligible, they're number one team in the country. Their best team in the country.
Yeah, if they have Preston. If they've got the three of those guys,
and Billy Preston plays too.
through two spots.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I would have said that before I watched Duke and Michigan State go toe to toe. Duke looked pretty damn good to me.
Michigan State's deep.
They are
good coach.
Michigan State's really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was
the team I hear all about now is Wichita State. Everybody's in love with the Shockers.
The Shockers are really good.
The Shockers are just awesome.
I think part of that. And we'll see what they do over in the tournament because they I know they open with Cal and theoretically would get Notre Dame in the championship.
Notre Dame's pretty good.
They'd have to meet each other in the championship, and that's the second best team over there. Sometimes I think people are going to go, well, they're not going to lose, so I'm just going to go ahead and put them up here. I mean, they've earned that. They've earned it their success. I think they're really good.
Good
they got
coach.
An NBA point guard.
Good coach.
From Park Hill High School, by the way.
Yes.
Not sure where, you know. The note to Mizzou, right? That's why you change coaches, because a Park Hill kid is playing at Wichita now.
Note to K-State.
Who's an NBA prospect. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You let him out of town.
Really note to K-State.
Sure.
Absolutely. Because I'd say that if you're like, well, what do you mean? Why shouldn't Mizzou? Well, Mizzou's changed coaches.
Yeah.
They seemingly have rectified whatever would be the issue with not getting a local kid that is that good. But
they don't need him anymore.
Which will be really good.
Yeah.
And that's
we don't
why.
Need him.
That's why I'm happy that Bill Self is now going to play the Shockers every year. Oh, he's not?
Excuse me?
That's still not going to happen?
What?
No. No room for the Shockers. Got to get that game against Nebraska.
It's a big one. By the way, you mentioned good teams.
Oh, I thought
you guys seen Arizona play?
Fort Hays State.
Huh?
You guys seen Arizona play? That team.
Yeah.
That dog.
Yeah, they're no joke. Yeah. They're no joke. I have
some good teams.
I watch all the prospects now because my team has a lotto pick again. So that DeAndre Ayton's looking pretty
Your basketball, your dynasty basketball.
That and my Cavs are back in the lottery. So here we go.
Oh, that's
DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, that pick from the Cavs. He'd be a nice fit there.
Well, that changed quickly in Cleveland, didn't it?
No, no. They have the Celtic. They have the pick. They have the Nets.
We have the Nets pick.
The Nets pick through Boston to them with Isaiah Thomas for Kyrie Irving. No, no, they're not.
No, 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 no.
It's not their own pick.
That's way too many hoops for me to jump through in the NBA.
A week ago, I was like, this is kind of, they're 4-6. It's like, did they just lose 10 straight? No.
No. But they're not the Celtics, clearly, even without Gordon. 13 in a row, Rob, have you noticed?
How about Golden State at Boston tomorrow night?
I keep hearing break.
That'll be any good?
Yeah, Golden State, the Warriors going at 13 win streak Boston tomorrow night. That's pretty good TV.
Golden State's won
you
nine
bet.
In
Great
eight
TV.
In a row, something like
that. That should be good. We'll take a break.
Chiefs are all, I'm sorry, the city, Kansas City, Greater Kansas City Sports Commission in New York trying to get the draft.
That's
trying to get the NFL
happen. Draft. That's a great idea, but it's
in
not going to happen.
2019, 2020.
And listen, I do want to say I'm not going to go through because I feel like we're just redoing what you did yesterday with Kevin, but
I did.
Congratulations again. Oh. We congratulated you when it was announced. But
thank
now you.
You
are officially in what, your fifth Hall of Fame? The Missouri Hall of Fame you added to your collection. That's at least two.
Three.
Villanova, the Missouri Hall of Fame, and the
Central Catholic High School.
Central Catholic High School Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame there.
Three Hall of Fames at three different levels. High school, college, and pro careers.
How about that?
Yep. Frank Bull is in a Hall of Fame at every level.
Nice. Only guy in more Hall of Fames is Lamar Hunt, I think.
He has 40. I'm just a little behind him. Yeah, thank you very much.
Three Hall of
Fames. I appreciate that.
Did you use the same speech?
No.
I heard a clown came out with a broom and tried to sweep you off the stage.
Did, they started to bring the music up.
You're going
started
to
bring
long.
The music up a little, and but
like
you know
Oscars.
When I start, but then they, but it was funny because then they brought it back down, and I'm going, oh okay, I'll just keep talking.
So when they brought the music up, did that make it harder for you to fake the tears you were trying to well up?
No. That was.
Okay.
I think they started to take it down when I started to well up, so they made sure they heard those.
You still well up your third Hall of Fame,
I'm
and
sorry,
you, and you still,
still
get emotional.
You've seen
Frank talk. He's a mess.
I am a wuss. I am. I'm a wuss. I can't help it.
I'm with you.
I'm
that way too. I can't.
Right,
what are you talking about? I've never seen you cry ever.
I am.
You're an emotionless pole.
That is true.
I don't know. Like, what are these tear-filled speeches you're talking about giving? I clearly wasn't invited to that.
I'm not Polish. I'm German-Irish.
Take a break. Frank Opinions are next. All right, time for some Frank Opinions. Frank Bull, the godfather of Kansas City sports, is here. Curtis, where do we begin?
Who returns to the court first? Michael Porter Jr., Billy Preston III?
Wow, that's a great question.
Michael,
I assume it comes
Porter
down on party lines,
Jr.
doesn't it? You say Porter Jr.?
Well, yeah, I'll say Porter Jr.
I'm going to say Preston.
MPJ 57, BP3 43.
BP, is he the third?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it actually says Preston the Third on his back, but I did look at it. You don't usually call him that, but I like BP3.
I like BP3.
I haven't.
You usually
got
a
seen him, but never mind.
You usually got a ball a little to get some.
Yeah,
you got to get. Right.
You
got to
get
moniker.
On the court to get your sweats off to see. Yeah. Never mind.
True that. Right. Most inaccurate college football ranking: Alabama at 1, Clemson at 2, Miami at 3, Oklahoma at 4.
Clearly, Miami at 3. That's a farce.
Yes.
Who have they beaten?
Joke.
Oh, boy. I mean, I've got it. I have it Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Oklahoma 3, Miami 4, Wisconsin 5 is what my
AP poll
has.
Well, then you obviously, I'm going to say Miami, since you can't.
They're undefeated. I don't think that's where people are going to look, you know. I think probably out of sight, out of mind, Clemson hadn't played a big game in a while. Well, they beat Auburn, and Auburn just had a big win against Georgia. Alabama, boy, this is a tough one. Dude, I bet it's probably pretty easy. I'll say Clemson. They're going to say Clemson. They're going with the U
Miami.
Number 2.
38% said Clemson at 2. 28% said Oklahoma at 4.
Yeah.
20 said Miami, and only 14 said Alabama.
Yeah. Alabama actually has the weakest resume of the four.
Yeah.
They haven't beaten squat.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, that Florida State, number 2 in the country.
I'll pose a question someone posed to me Monday afternoon. If Roy Miller had 6 sacks, would the Chiefs have cut him?
Oh, man. On the season or in the last game?
on the season, I think. Is
I'm going to say yes.
The Reds success,
but it's going to be close. I'm going to say yes. Hopefully they would cut him. But
well, boy, the fans want to believe yes, but I think they may have been waiting to let the legal system play out. Isn't that the line you use when you don't cut a guy in that situation?
Yes.
No, he wouldn't have been cut.
61% said no.
Do you think he would have?
I would hope so. I would hope they would.
And the incident happened over the weekend. They cut him on Monday, right? So it was a pretty quick turnaround.
They obviously had enough.
They were on a bye.
Yeah.
So Monday was the first time he was back at the complex.
They obviously had enough evidence to cut him without due process. So I assume when you yank
And I think that's one of the reasons why.
Braid out of her head.
They had no comment whatsoever is because there are legalities that are there. Shouldn't. I certainly respect that. I understood why Andy Reid would ask a very good question at the end of his press conference on Monday about what is your feelings about that. And you can tell us, I know you're not going to comment on him, but overall, what are your feelings about domestic abuse? And, you know, it's plays, and I can't remember exactly how it's phrased. He's like, no comment. That wasn't at the time because it would be linked to it.
Sure.
But, you know, for me, hey, listen, as of right now, I would have been wrong. I wouldn't have drafted Tyreek Hill. I would any kind of domestic violence on your resume, you're out. There's a zero tolerance policy if I run the team. Zero. And so, right now, everyone deserves a second chance. I'm just not the guy to give it to you.
Yeah.
But Tyreek Hill, by all accounts, I give great credit to the Kansas City Chiefs. He has been a productive member of this football team and society, and he's deserved. He was given the second chance, and he's done great with it.
Yes.
And that was the debate that I had with someone else later that day. I said, well, okay, the Hill does this. He gets drafted. Miller does this, he gets cut. I said, well, the incident happened before.
Before he was a chief.
Before they were drafted. They did their due diligence, thought that he was a changed person. This thing happened while he was a member of their team.
He was on his for 15 months before they drafted him. He was
clean. And he was a teenager when he made the mistake
versus
being a 27-year-old man.
All right, most likely this Sunday, Kareem Hunt, 100 yards rushing. Alex Smith, 300 yards passing against the team that gives up on average both.
Real A.
Kareem Hunt, I think everybody expects him to get back to business.
Yeah.
67-33, Kareem Hunt.
They need to get going. They need to be good on both sides of the ball. But I really, the worst thing, it's not the worst thing. The worst thing would be a loss. But, man, a 17-16 win. 17-16 win. I don't want to do that show on Monday.
How about a 31-30? You know what I mean?
I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
show
that's
either.
What I mean. A 31-30, and you're going, huh?
I need a boring ass 31-13.
That's it.
Or I ain't coming in.
40-10.
Will Carlos Beltran be a Hall of Famer?
I think he will. Les Norman and I were discussing this the other day.
Well, then it's official.
He now has a World Series ring.
The definitive answer on all things baseball.
No, we're discussing it. I'm just saying yes.
It's a joke, Frank. You don't need to get...
No, I have very thin skin.
I recognize your three Hall of Fame rings you're wearing in the studio right now.
Bless you, my son.
Yeah, what's the Dick Vermeil? Frank's like, we were talking.
Taps his...
Tapping his Hall of Fame rings.
That's it.
I think they're going to say no. I think the answer is no. If he does, it'll be Veterans Committee years from now. So I think the answer is no.
I said yes.
75-25, yes.
Really?
And I asked.
You bunch of homers.
And I asked.
This is a Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, right? Not the Royals Hall of Fame.
Right.
I asked a separate question.
Bunch
should
of
he
homers.
Be? Should he be? Was 82-18. So there are at least 7% that think he should be but won't.
There's about 62% that live in denial. That's what that is. Come on.
Okay,
I
more.
Love me some Carlos Beltran, but
love
zero
great
black
guy.
Ink. One. He co-led the league in games played once. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, never led the league in anything.
That was his only black ink. I was surprised. What best describes your thoughts on Drew Locke's future at Mizzou? Should stay and will. Should stay and won't. Shouldn't stay and won't. Or shouldn't stay but will.
Oh God, that's too many. Should stay and won't.
What's the score?
So you think he should stay but won't.
Tied? Oh, good, because I get it. I should stay and will. I think the Tiger fans are going to be optimistic. I say he should stay. He's having a hell of a year, but he needs to, he needs more. And I think it's a very thick quarterback class. And so I think he's got a lot better chance of being drafted a lot higher and making a lot more money. I think if he waits, holds his water, the class will be thinner next year. He's got a better chance to go higher. I absolutely think he should stay because I think he needs some more big games with some wins would help. But listen, wins aren't everything. Patrick Mahomes didn't have a lot of wins. John Elway didn't have a lot of wins. There are plenty of guys that have been incredibly successful NFL quarterbacks.
You just said Patrick Mahomes and John Elway in the same sentence.
Well, I did because this was brought up about Patrick Mahomes. And John Elway was the best example to defend the drafting of Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, one lost record in college. There have been plenty of people. And I had two or three others we looked up that that had not been, you know, good. You know, Jay Cutler was one of them. With the names we found, Jay Cutler was the worst, and then everybody else was better. Now, there are guys who sucked. Most quarterbacks do when they go to the league. But I think he should stay, and I think he will because I think he's a smart enough kid to understand. It's more than just leading the league, college football and touchdowns to be draftable.
Big numbers in a four-way race, 57% said should stay and will. Should stay but won't was second.
Way down there.
All right.
And finally, and Rob, you have to briefly this up.
Okay,
a fight between you and Craig. How that could have happened last night?
Okay. Well, first off.
Wait, you had a fist fight
with
Craig Brenner?
There was no fist fight. Here's what happened. We went to a superhero trivia that took place before the Kansas game. And there was a couple questions where I was right, and dummy Craig said I was wrong, and we took dummy Craig's question, and we were wrong. Now, there was once that Craig was right and I was wrong with my answer, and it led to a verbal confrontation at the table that had a waitress come and be like, "Are you guys okay?" And we calmly said, "Yeah, we're actually friends."
Brenner?
Good. So,
we got heated in a little comic book discussion.
The question is, who wins in a fight between Craig and Rob?
Okay, listen. I'm going to keep score here. Whoever Rob wins. There you go, Franklin.
Rob. I take Rob.
I mean, the reach is just night and day.
Yeah.
One of the Rob's got.
Hold it. Brenner would go run and hide. That's number one. Okay, he'd have to go chase him down and hope that there wasn't a fence around the backyard or he'd escape. He'd jump the fence to avoid that confrontation.
Boy, I'm struggling with this one.
I'll tell you the number is 53-47.
Like, Craig's got, like, maybe that, like, spaz scrap going thing where like he'd just go like
close
like
his start eyes and
cry. Yeah, and start crying and screaming and freaking out and just, you know, super lost my mind strength might kick in. Like I could see that happening. I mean, I'd pay money. I really would. I'd pay money.
Great.
If you guys do want to, if you do want to settle this in the octagon, I'd pay money.
Be good.
But I got to go, Rob. The reach is at the end of the day. The fans are going to say Rob's tall, Craig's not.
53-47, Rob.
Yeah.
Asked Rob, Craig, or neither. 70% said neither. By the way, Craig just sent me a text. Rob's answers were awful. He tanked our team.
Whoa! Ask him who got the Infinity Stone stuff right.
Hey, where'd you finish in the contest?
Oh, we didn't do great.
Well, there you go.
I mean, it's not a great time when a waitress is like, "Are you guys okay at a trivia night?
Superhero trivia night? Where do you guys find this stuff?"
This stuff is available if you're a nerd like me.
Wow.
Online. Right after he found it, right after he got done chatting online with his girlfriend in the Niagara Falls area for a couple hours, came across this trivia thing in one of the other chat rooms he was having his social life in at the time.
Wow.
Is that correct?
Like 2 hours.
He shook his head, yes.
Your girl, the girl you're dating, she's in Niagara Falls area?
Yes.
Yeah, so was she was just in Houston, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
And
her name
she's
LaFonda?
In Niagara
she's not in Niagara Falls, no.
Okay.
She's actually a waitress at the establishment. And she was embarrassed.
Was she the one who came over and said, "Are you guys..."
No, she wasn't the one. She was too embarrassed to take part in that conversation.
Said somebody else over, "Listen, my dumbass boyfriend over there is arguing with the guy with the fro."
Yeah.
All right, so go.
Brenner still have the fro?
I don't know.
I thought he cut that thing.
I don't know. I haven't seen him since the NBA draft, so last time I saw him. I don't get invited to these things,
thankfully.
You know, I sit those out. We'll take a break. What in the world, Seren? How stupid am I in current events? Is next here in the program. All right, Frank, what in the world?
All right, buddy, here we go. 2,000 scientists from around the world have issued humanity a second notice about what?
I guess climate change, I'd be my guess.
That our ecosystems are at the breaking point. What vehicle did Pope Francis bless and then they auctioned it off for Catholic charities?
What vehicle? I don't know. Is it Pope Mobile?
$200,000 Lamborghini.
Well, is that his? I'd like to know where my donations are going.
There you go. What new museum did open in Washington, D.C. this week? Brand new museum about what?
Politics.
The Bible.
Really? Well, and they did it in D.C.?
They did
somebody
it in Washington,
D.C.
They're exactly
somebody
right.
Really wasn't thinking on that one.
All right. What percentage of holiday gifts were exchanged last year? Percentage of holiday gifts exchanged.
I don't even get the question. I don't know. 50%.
54%. Taken back and exchanged.
Oh,
something
the
else.
Stores. Okay.
Yeah, got it.